Yes, we did. Really, these 3 days was really part of the OTAs. I look at the OTAs and the mini camp as one combined, entity, and the fact that, our practices really didn't change much from the mini camp format to the OTA. So the teaching progression was very similar. We actually spent more time on special teams throughout mini camp. That was really probably our primary focus because just with the, you don't have as much time in OTAs on the practice field, and the offense and defense got the majority of the work.
Can you contrast the difference between having those teaching moments this year and not having had them last year?
Well, I think it's obvious. I mean, having an opportunity to teach versus not having an opportunity to teach, where we are today as a football team is different than where we were, last year as a football team. So, it's the off season is so important. First, primarily for the players, it's an opportunity for individual growth in the classroom. The smartest players have always been the best players, in my experience, in coaching in this league. And having time with your players and to be able to slow things down, go back, start from scratch, go A through Z, very, very beneficial to young players. And we're a young football team, always will be, because of our philosophy of draft and develop. So this off season is very, it's critical to our success.
Nick Perry got plugged in right away. What will this have done for him, Mike?
Well, really this, these last weeks have been really the learning process for our team, and that's really something we've talked about in the team meetings and addressed it today because the environment changes when we come back for training camp. So in Nick's particular case, it has given him a chance to really focus in on the playbook. It's a vast playbook. We're a multiple schematic defense, and, just once again gives a chance for the game to slow down for Nick and all the younger players. Well, my initial plan for training camp was not quite what it ended up being. There was a reaction to the scheduling, the format of training camp based on the way our first four games of the regular season laid out. The fact that we come out of the gate, play Sunday afternoon on national TV at home, and then play Thursday night at home, and then go away 11 days later on a Monday night, and then on a short week here at home. So I wanted to make sure our players were challenged from, the fact that the regularity is going to be a little up and down to start the season, and then we end up playing every 7 days after that. So I wanted that reflected in the training camp. So that was part of the reason why we went with morning practices, night practice, and afternoon practices, and frankly, playing four Thursday night preseason games is very beneficial to scheduling because it gives us 2 full weeks of being on an in-season schedule where a normal training camp season, you really only have 1 week where you can introduce the in-season schedule to the team because, it's training your football team in the spring is something that takes a little time to accomplish. Then come to training camp, you train your football team differently in pads, and then you go to the in-season schedule. It's really a whole different training environment too. So I feel like the schedule of training camp really gives us the chance to get ready for the beginning of the season and also get ready for the 7 day stretch that we'll have after the fourth game.
Mike, how would you like to see the next 6 weeks unfold for players and coaches? Is it the same thing? Is it different before everybody starts camp?
Well, it is the same thing and different. It's the same thing in the fact that it's everybody's individual time to get ready for, the grind of an NFL season. NFL season is very challenging for both players and coaches, foremost for the players. I mean, it's a very stressful time for a National Football League player to go through a training camp and everything that goes with that. Obviously, the physical challenges, I think everybody understands, but the emotional, the stress, and competing every day for your job, being criticized publicly, being analyzed, everything that you do internally. I mean, that's a tough environment to go. To go establish yourself and earn a spot on this football team. So this is their time to get ready. Actually, Mark Lavada, our strength conditioning coach, spoke briefly to the team in our team meeting today, you know, laid out the plan that he'd put in place for all of them if they were in town or out of town. So there's something that they've walked out the door with. And frankly, I've been very impressed with the way our team has left here and then have come back for training camp. We really haven't had conditioning issues in the past, and I don't think that'll be the case this year.
What did you see this spring, Mike, that you like?
What did I see this? Well, what I like is the energy of the newly acquired players bring to camp, and that's every year. This is a little different because, you know, there's a lot of them on defense, so you can definitely see the competition has, you know, really heightened from day one over there. So, and I'm always excited about our younger players when I see the younger player being educated and guys that come on in there at the end of the season, whether they're practice squad or, you know, just didn't play a whole lot. And Devon House jumps to mind, you know, Burrell. I mean, just you can go all the way down the line. These guys look like different players. So I really like the development of the second and third year players. That's something that always stands out to me at the end of the spring. And then, you know, frankly, I like our veterans. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, being here every single day. And, I mean, he's a tremendous leader. He's a tremendous role model. You know, he gets obviously a lot of notoriety for the way he plays. But he does all the little things behind the scenes, and that is huge for our football team.
With the injuries at safety, did those young guys step up?
I would definitely say the young safeties have taken advantage of their opportunity in reps. So, and we have some flexibility at safety that we haven't had before. You know, you look at McMillan has been training both at the dime, you know, position, and you know Anthony Levine may have a chance to go down in there. MD's done a very nice job. So, and with Charles' ability to play safety, nickel and dime. So, I mean, we have some flexibility in our secondary a little more than we've had in the past, just based on how we've been able to rep players throughout the spring. But, you know, frankly, let's not kid ourselves. Training camp is when things really come into light.
You guys decided not to bring in a veteran quarterback to compete for a backup spot. What did you see in those two guys that makes you think you're okay if they've got to finish the game or go a couple of weeks without?
Well, Graham's getting better. You know, we've had Graham, you know, in our program for some time. You know, and really the preseason games will be the biggest challenge for Graham. That'll be his, you know, his true test, because the classroom, the fundamentals. I mean, he's hitting all the targets that you like to see. But I'm anxious to see him playing the games. Mentally, he's prepared himself. He knows the offense. You know, he's done a very good job with the protection adjustments and, you know, just all the little nuances of our offense that take a little more time. So, BJ's exciting. I mean, he's a world minute. He has a lot of questions. Always talking. A lot of energy, so talented young man, but he's got a lot to learn. So I feel good about those two guys, and I got an excellent mentor in Aaron Rodgers.
Well, what makes for the big difference between spring practices and training camp? Is it the routine or just the fact that it's for real?
I think spring practice is night and day compared to training camp. I mean, you know, spring OTAs has always been about learning. Individual improvement's always the first priority that I've spoken on to the football team. You know, the ability to go back and to page one in the playbook, go back to your page one in your individual sections, regardless what position you're coaching, and spend the time that's when coaching's done. Coaching is really done in the spring. You're correcting in training camp, and you're in a padded practice and environment, and men are fighting for jobs. I mean, let's not get away from that fact. So, to me, they're totally two different environments.
Is this going to be the most competitive training camp?
You're going to pull out the film from the last 2 years and say this is, you know, he says it every year. So this is going to be a damn competitive training camp. There's no doubt about it.
I guess, where have you seen DJ Smith make strides this last year, and how does a guy like that get some playing time considering the guys in front of him?
Well, you look at what DJ did last year. DJ Smith, he did a good job on special teams. He was able to play there right away, and then, you know, had the opportunities to start a couple games. And my memory serves correct, he won two game balls. So, you know, given his opportunities, he performed very well. Now you see, you know, a young player very comfortable getting in and out of all the personnel groups, very instinctive player, very good space player. So he just looks a lot more comfortable. He is probably one of our most instinctive defensive players. It shows up both on special teams and in particularly the sub packages. So I look for him to be, you know, one of those second-year players that makes a big step and makes a big contribution this year.
Do you expect your roster to be the same when training camp starts as it is now?
That's a moving target, and that's a moving question too. I mean, player acquisition and personnel evaluation never stops, so it's always a fluid situation. I mean, I don't think anything's going to happen today, but I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow.
I know every year you have one or two or three undrafted guys make the roster. Is there anybody who's kind of jumped out at you, realizing it's June or not?
I think it's too early to get into that. I mean, I'll say this. I think a number of the undrafted free agents, you have to be impressed with their athletic ability. They definitely belong. I think that's evident across the board. So I am excited that they're here. But to sit here and single out players that have made huge strides would be very premature, especially since we're not in pads.
What did you get accomplished yesterday with the team building, and how important is that?
Well, I think team building is very important. I think any time you have an opportunity to be together as a football team, it's about, you know, building relationships. I think that's something that goes unsaid, unnoticed. We've attempted to do a team building event almost every year since I've been here. And the one yesterday was very unique. I need to compliment Doug Collins and a number of police officers that donated their time to make this event very safe, and it was unique. I mean, there was players on our team that you could tell have been to the gun range and so forth, and individuals that never shot a gun. It was a unique experience, but just the fact that, you know, you had four or five guys on a golf cart and the time and the camaraderie that was spent, it was a very positive day just to get the guys out here away from work. And, you know, it's important. Now, does skeet shooting, you know, the fine motor skill, hand-eye coordination of skeet shooting help us win football games? I don't think so. But the fact that the opportunity for those guys to be out there in a different environment and continue to build relationships, I think, is vital to team chemistry. So it was a great day.
Can I ask one follow-up to that? Did you have any qualms about giving up a day of practice, or had you run out of off-season practice days, and was that built in?
No, we didn't run out of off-season practice days, but that was something that was planned really between myself and about four other people. So there's only, I think we had five people in the loop, but it's – I think it's important because, you know, you also have the option of not doing it, too. So, I mean, it's you want to do it for all the right reasons, but there was work that needed to be done before that. I felt like we accomplished it, so that's why we did it.